Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Neelam Pandey, Senior Associate Editor at the Print, and today I bring to you some words of advice that former PM Manmohan Singh offered to his successor Narendra Modi on the COVID-19 crisis. The senior Congress leader wrote to PM Modi Sunday, stressing that his suggestion should be seen in the spirit of constructive cooperation. In his letter, Singh has suggested 5 ways the government can fight the unprecedented surge in COVID-19 cases, pointing out that ramping up vaccination was the key to battling the pandemic. He also emphasized on the fact that one must resist the temptation to look at absolute numbers and focus instead on the percentage of population vaccinated. Singh also asked the Modi government to make the COVID vaccine orders placed for the next 6 months public. And I quote, "The government should publicize what are the firm orders for doses placed on different vaccine producers and accepted for delivery over the next 6 months. If we want to vaccinate a target number in this period, we should place enough orders in advance so that producers can adhere to an agreed schedule of supply," Manmohan Singh said. The former PM said, "So far India has vaccinated only a small fraction of its population," and I quote, "I am certain that with the right policy decision, we can do much better and very quickly," he said, asking the government to indicate how the expected supply will be distributed across states. The senior leadership of the Congress has been critical of the Modi government's vaccination program and has been asking for it to be extended to everyone. Singh's suggestions come a day after the Congress Working Committee met and discussed the efforts required to fight the COVID pandemic. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi Sunday cancelled all his public meetings in West Bengal, where voting in 3 of the 8 phases of the assembly elections is yet to be held. Hours before, Rahul Gandhi had taken a jibe at PM Modi for assembling large crowds at his rallies. A record single-day rise of 2,61,500 coronavirus infection took India's total tally of COVID cases to 1.47 crore, while active cases have surpassed the 18 lakh mark, according to Union Health Ministry data updated Sunday. The death toll increased to 1,77,150, with a record 1,501 new fatalities, the data updated at 8 a.m. showed. The recovery rate has dropped to 86.62%, the ministry said. Prime Minister Narendra Modi Saturday reviewed the availability and supply of ventilators, oxygen and medicines to fight this pandemic and called for utilizing the entire national capacity across private and public sectors to produce vaccines. On Sunday too, PM Modi stressed the need for vaccination of everyone over 45 years of age while reviewing the COVID-19 situation in Varanasi. According to a media statement, Modi emphasized on implementing tracking, tracing and testing, saying this has to be fully followed to check the virus spread in the same manner the first wave was curbed. That's all I have for you right now. This is Neelam Pandey, Senior Associate Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print's table. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.